Amen. Great message. Standing on God's promises. The Lord gave us a lot of promises, didn't it? And it's talking about Jesus coming, oh glorious day. Jesus said, I go away and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, what? I will come again and receive you unto myself. As for I am, there ye may be also. So that's one of the promises, isn't it? Thank God, that's a promise we're looking forward to. Isn't that right? But God is expecting us daily to let our light shine, to do his will, to please him, to follow him. Hallelujah. I've got some food for thought here tonight first. Some food for thought. To discern the sayings of understanding, Proverbs 1, verse 2. Discern is a crucial term. The Hebrew term means to separate, to make distinct. Discernment is the ability to look at a situation and clearly see all its moving parts. A discerning mind has the ability to think critically, to distinguish truth from error. What we need today, isn't it? And to anticipate the likely consequences of any given choice. So we need that today. We need to be able to discern, don't we? Yeah. We really need to be able to do that. And I thank God for that message this morning on standing on God's promises. Amen. You know, man promise a lot of things, don't they? And lots of times they don't fulfill their promises. But God is faithful. What God said, he'll do it. He'll do what he said, because God's a man that cannot lie. Amen? He cannot fail. He cannot make a mistake, because he's God. And it's hallelujah. Let's look at some scripture tonight. We're going to talk about God's standard. God's standard. God have a standard for his people. Amen. And that standard is holiness. And God's not going to lower his standard for nobody, is he? No, he's not. Now, see, way back in the Exodus, Israel, God's chosen people, listen to what God said to them. Exodus 19, verses 3 through 6. Exodus 19, I'll read tonight, my brother. Exodus 19, verses 3 through 6. If I can get the right glasses on here. God help me. Hallelujah. Somebody said praise the Lord. Praise he's worthy to be praised, isn't he? Amen. Amen. He's worthy. Exodus 19, verses 3 through 6. Listen to what it says here. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight while this bush is not burned. And when... wait a minute. Praise the Lord. Excuse me, please. Amen. Exodus 19, verses 3 through 6. Man, I went to Exodus 3. Way off. But now, God is good, isn't it? Exodus 19, verses 3 through 6. Let's get it. And Moses went up unto God, and the Lord called unto him out of the mountain, saying, Thus say to the house, thus shall I say to the house of Jacob, thank you, and tell the children of Israel, ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptian, and how I bare you on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself. Now, therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. Amen? It all belongs to God, isn't that right? Bible says, earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Verse 6, And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. Amen. So God called Israel back there to be a holy nation, didn't he? A holy people. And God has called us today. We're in the church, the body of Christ. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. God has called us, my. Hallelujah. To be faithful to him. To walk worthy of him. Because he's coming soon. But he's coming after people that's looking for him. Or people that's ready to meet him. 1 Peter 2. Thank you, Lord. Verses 9 and 10. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul. All right. Verses 9 and 10. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. We're walking in the light tonight, aren't we? Hallelujah. Which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but have now obtained mercy. Amen. And now let's look at 1 Peter 1:15 and 16. 1 Peter 1:15 and 16. But as he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the word of God. For thy word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. God, have your way tonight. Move by thy spirit. Let your divine will be done. Help us to trust you, to love you, and to obey you, Lord. Thank you for your word, Lord, for your word is forever settled in heaven. Give victory tonight, Lord. Let your divine will be done. In Jesus' name we pray, and for the glory of God, amen. Now, we, the people of God, we want to see God move, don't we? We want to see the will of God done. And God has called us to be lights in the world. God has called us, we're his children. He wants us to be faithful to him. He wants us to follow him closely, not at a distance. Now, God wants us to pass the baton. In other words, he wants us to live holy, lift the standard, and pass the baton on to our children, our grandchildren, and those that are to come. Isn't that right? So in order for us to pass the baton, we've got to lift the standard of truth. And what is the standard of truth? It's God's word. It's God and his word. Hallelujah. He wants us to follow him how? Closely. Not at a distance. God wants us to walk close to him, like the Apostle Paul said. Hallelujah. Sherekiro Lomasanda. Oh, hallelujah, Mahanda, Omayete. I fought a good fight, he said. I finished my course. I've kept the faith. God wants us to stand firm, keep the faith, walk worthy of him, continue. But if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth. And the truth shall do what? Make you free. The truth will make us free. And saints of God, in the midst of all the chaos, there's a lot of chaos today. There's a lot of confusion. There's a lot of error. Isn't that right? In the land today. But God have a people that will stand strong and will stand firm on the word of God. We're not going to back down. We'll look the devil in the eye and tell him he's a liar and he's the father of a lie. Isn't that right? But God is faithful. We have a, as Pastor Venable say we're living in a faulty body, in a fallen world, but we have a faithful God. Isn't that right? He's faithful. Thank God. We can depend on God. That is if we do his will. Isn't that right? See, Jesus said, ye are my, hallelujah, indolo makanda mahanda. Ye are my, indolo makanda, andala bahanda, umiete kia. Ye are my friends. If you do whatsoever I command you. Amen. Isn't that right? If we obey him. But now he that is a friend of the world is what? An enemy to God. Thank God. I'd rather be God's friend and an enemy to the world. Isn't that right? Than to be vice versa. Amen. We're the friends of God. Abraham was a friend of God. Why was Abraham a friend of God? He believed God. He loved God. He obeyed God, didn't he? Amen. Hallelujah. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen. God wants us to obey him, not just to talk about it, but he wants us to do it. Be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own self. Hallelujah. We got to be doers. We got to do what he said. We got to be stirred up and fired up. Thank God. Now, I want to let's look at Judges. Let's look at Judges chapter 2, verses 7 through 11. See, if we don't lift the standard and hold the standard of holiness, the ones coming on behind us, they're not going to know which way to go and what to do, are they? So we got to be the light. We got to shed the light. So I want to look at something here that to show if we don't lift the standard, what's going to happen? What will happen? Judges chapter 2, verses 7 through 11. Judges 2, verses 7 through 11. Judges 2, verses 7 through 11. Listen to what it said here. And the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders that outlived Joshua, who had seen all the great works of the Lord that he had did for Israel. Listen to this now. And Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old. And they buried him in the border of his inheritance in Timnath-Heres, something like that, in the Mount of Ephraim, on the north side of the hill of Gash. And listen at verse 10. And also all that generation were gathered unto their fathers. Listen. And there arose another generation after them, which knew not the Lord. Will you listen to this? They knew not the Lord, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel. What happened? Somebody dropped the ball. Somebody let down the standard, didn't they? And when they did this, look at verse 11. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and served Balaam. It's sad, isn't it? They served Balaam. Now Balaam was the chief god worshipped by the Canaanites. He was a god of fertility and of rain and of vegetables. Baal worship included cult, prostitution, and child sacrifice. See, Israel turned away from God so far that they began to sacrifice their children, burn them in the fire. Isn't that something? You see, when you turn away from God, you're in a mess. Isn't that right? When you turn from God, hallelujah. And when they would turn away from God, you know what God would do? God would let the enemies overtake them to get their attention, to cause them to see that he's God, to turn back to him. But it's a sad situation. They saw so much, didn't they? They saw Moses when they didn't have no water. God told Moses, speak to the rock. And he spoke to the rock, and water came out of the rock. Isn't that right? My God, they saw. And they were the ones that went across the Red Sea on dry land. My. They saw God open up the Red Sea, and they walked across on dry land. And the enemies that came after them were destroyed. What a God we serve. What am I? They saw all of this, and yet and still they turned back. Hallelujah. Sad, isn't it? Real sad. But what about you and me today? And what about us today? Amen. Are we really lifting the standard? Are we really walking with God? Are we really obeying God? Are we? Isn't that right? What have we been taught this year? What did we learn this year? Hallelujah. Have we gone forward in the Lord? Or have we stood still? Now, if you stand still, you just can't stand still because the current from the world is going to push you back. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. So what are we today? We've had some great teachings, haven't we? Our pastor have taught the word of God. He taught us the truth. But have we got a hold to these truths? Hallelujah. And studied them out, searched them out, and prayed and got close to God. How have we done this? Are we doing this? We had by at the end of the year. Hallelujah. How many have we won to Christ this year? It's something to think about, isn't it? Amen. And I'm preaching it, but I'm really at the top of the list. And I am. Hallelujah. The sign out there, it said, come and what? Worship with us. Learn with us. And grow with us. And I've got a lot of room to grow, and I've got places to go. Amen? Hallelujah. And hallelujah. I'm glory be to God. I'm 75 years old. That's pretty old, isn't it? But thank God for blessing me and helping me and having a desire to be what God would have me to be. Thank God. I want to be what he wants me to be. I don't want to be a phony. God, I want to be a Christian. I do. I want to be a full-fledged Christian. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I want to love God more deeply. And serve him more joyfully. Amen. I do. That's what I want to do for the Lord. Amen. I want to be able to, hallelujah. Quiero a sanda a mahanda. So saints of God, God is good, isn't it? And he's good all the time. But he expects something of you and me. And I have to go back to the scripture. I guess I call it my scripture. Micah 6:8. Micah 6:8. Glory be to God. God requires something of us, doesn't he? He requires something of us. What does he require of us? To do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with our God. Do what's right, just. To love mercy. And we need to love mercy, don't we? We need to be merciful. Bible says, blessed are the merciful, for they what? Shall obtain mercy. Hallelujah. God wants us to be kind. I'm talking about be kind. See, Jesus, hallelujah. If we look at the life of Jesus, we'll see mercy, won't we? Don't we? We see kindness. We see gentleness. We see love. Don't we? We see all of this. But now when it came to those hypocrites, he spoke the truth. He spoke the truth all the time, all the way, didn't he? But what I'm saying, when it came to the hypocrites, thank God, he put them in their place, didn't he? You better believe he did. He didn't play with the devil. You know, when the devil trembles at Jesus. How many of y'all know that? Yeah. Devil shouldn't be able to come into the church or into your house and be comfortable. Should he? Shouldn't be comfortable in your house. Hallelujah. Why? You know, when Jesus sent his disciples out, he told them, say, when you go to a house, say, peace be unto this house. If the Son of Peace be there, your peace shall remain. But if the Son of Peace be not there, your peace shall return unto you again. Isn't that right? That's what he said to them. So therefore, we have the peace of God, and we have peace with God, don't we? You better believe we do. We that are walking worthy of him, continuing in the word, keeping our mind stayed upon him. Isaiah 26:3, thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in. We trust God, don't we? We believe in God. We want to believe. As Pastor Venema talked about the promises of God this morning, let's grab a hold to God's promises, thank God, and stand on them. Stand firm on the promises. Hallelujah. And to stand firm on the promises is to lift the standard of truth. God had to live holy daily. Isn't that right? That's what God requires of us. He have showed the old man what is good. And what does the law require but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with our God? Hallelujah. Thank God. God is so good. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Proverbs. What does Proverbs 4:13 say? Read that verse for me, please. Proverbs 4, I want somebody to read that verse. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is so good. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Let her not go. Keep her. For she is thou delight.
Isn't that something? Amen. Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy light. Amen. Instructions of the word of God. All right. We're living in the midst of a devastating spiritual famine. Biblical preaching has been cast aside by many for motivational speeches. Pure truth has been forsaken by many for the feel-good stories. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. For too long, those who comprise the church that are in the body of Christ, we're talking about, have been so lethargic. They've been so lethargic or lacking energy. Don't have the energy, don't have the strength. Amen. Because haven't gotten in there and prayed and sought God like they should have in these last days. Lethargic in biblical commitment. They've been sleepy in Christ-centered worship when it comes to worshiping God. Amen. When it comes to worshiping God, and God is a spirit, and God expects us to worship him how? In spirit and in truth. That's what God expects. And he's not going to, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We want to see the move of God here, and we're going to see the move of God in this place, aren't we? Yes, we are, because we believe in God. We're going to grab hold to those promises and believe God and, hallelujah, stand on him and say, Lord, I believe you. And we're going to see our families come in. We're going to see our loved ones coming in, saint. How many of y'all believe that? I believe that. I believe it. Thank God. Because God had promised it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God. You know, when Paul and Silas was in jail, that they put them in jail for preaching the truth, for telling the truth. And, my God. At midnight, they prayed and sang praises to God. And the prisoners heard them. Glory be to God. What did God do? He sent an earthquake, didn't he? Just shook up things there. Hallelujah. Shook up things. The prisoners, they was loosed. They're bound. God just loosed them. Isn't God wonderful? Hallelujah. And when that guard woke up, he saw them all, the doors all open. He drew out his sword. So, look, I'm not going to let them kill me. I'm going to do it for myself. I'm going to kill myself. And Paul said, do thyself no harm, for we all are here. Isn't God wonderful? Hallelujah. God, see, God have a plan. God's plan is different from our plan. Isn't that right? And that's why that was God's plan to save Philippian jail, wasn't it? He saved them, thank God. He saved them, set them free. Hallelujah. Because he came to seek and to save the lost, didn't he? That's what he came for. And saints of God, let's let him use us as never before. Let's stand on the promises of God. Because God is, whatever God said, we know he'll do it. We got to trust him. We got to trust him and obey him and love him with all our heart. God even spoke back to Israel. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy soul, with all thy strength. Isn't that right? And Jesus, When somebody came to Jesus and asked him, what is the first and great commandment? Amen. Here are Israel, Lord, thy God is one Lord. Thou shalt love the Lord thy... And then he says, second is like namely unto it, what? Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And that's going some, isn't it? Better believe it. That's what God wants us to do. Love our neighbors, we love ourselves. And I tell you, we love ourselves, don't we? Don't we? Yes, we do. We love ourselves. And I talk, my sweetheart, she's such a giving person. And I give too, but I'm a little on the stingy side. I'm a little on the stingy side. You know, I'm just trying to, I want to make sure everything is taken care of. And sometimes I tell her, I say, you act like you think you got a rich husband. Hallelujah. But God is good to us. He loves us. And we have a lot of fun. Thank God. And that's where it should be, shouldn't it? Wife and husband should have good fun. I believe they should. I mean, we should be on speaking terms all the time. Should be. But now, you know, and we are. Most of the time we are. I mean, we, hallelujah. We get along well. Let me say it that way. We get along well. God is good. Amen. Thank God for a real good wife, a sweetheart. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. We're living in the end time. And the Apostle Paul said to Timothy, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust shall they heap unto themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn their ears away from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. That's the time we're living in now. People want it. They want some fancy. They want something to tickle their ears. Isn't that right? That's what, hallelujah. But God have a standard, and God have people today that's lifting that standard. And we're not going to let the standard loose. We're not going to let it down. The Apostle Paul talked about men that had hazarded their lives for the gospel. They laid their lives on the line for the gospel. Isn't that right? And we can do that. Because God is good. And we know God won't, he won't fail us. He will not fail us. If we trust him, if we love him with all our heart, and obey him daily, got to obey him. Got to obey the Lord. Amen. Not just talk about it. We got to do it. Be ye doers of the word. Not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Now, holiness. To be holy. God is holy. And what is true of God must be true of his people. Holiness carries the thought of being separated from the ungodly ways of the world and set apart for the love and service and worship of God. Amen? Holiness is the goal and purpose of our election in Christ. Ephesians 1:4. It means being like God and being dedicated to him while living to please him. Romans 12:1. Ephesians 2:10. 1 John 3, verses 2 and 3. Hallelujah. It is accomplished by the Spirit of God who cleanses our souls from sin, renews us in the image of Christ, and enables us to be an, enable us by infusion of grace. Infusion of grace to obey God according to his word. Galatians chapter 5, verses 16, verse 22, verse 23, and verse 25. And Colossians 3:10, Titus 3:5, 2 Peter 1:9. That's some homework for you. Amen? Because God is good. I'm sorry. Galatians 5, verse 16. Verse 22, verse 23, verse 25. Colossians 3:10. Titus 3:5. 2 Peter 1:9. Amen? The first four, you say? I'm sorry. All right, thank you, sir. Amen. Amen. All right. Our friendship with God should be so developed that we trust him in everything that he says and does. Amen. We're friends of God, isn't that right? Amen. All right. In the church, Christians' main goal should be loving and serving God and making sure we are meeting his approval. Then, loving and serving one another and being true witnesses for Jesus. God's people need to be radically different from the world and radically involved in the things of God. Amen? The church should be a place of encouragement and strength and a place to grow up. The true church. The church is the primary means God used to grow us up in Christ and to reach our culture for Christ. He can do this through us, but only if we are fully awake. We got to stay awake, haven't we? Amen. You better believe we have. We got to stay awake. I mean, we don't want to go to sleep at the wheel. We want to stay awake and do God's will. Christian work is to be done with the heart, as well as with the head, hands, and feet. Hallelujah. God's people need to be separated from the world and saturated with the Word of God. Don't we? That's what we need. That's what we need. Because the worst thing that could happen to us, is that we be approved by man and disapproved by God. Isn't that right? We want to be approved by God, don't we? We really do. Hallelujah. We want to be approved by God. God is so good tonight, saints. Let's stand on God's word. Let's stand on his promises. Let's lift the standard of truth. God have a standard, and that standard is holiness. And as we go out from here, hallelujah, let's go out in love. Let's go out obeying God. Let's go out letting the world see Jesus in us. Isn't that right? We're actually be able to see Jesus in us. If we're Christian, I mean, you know, people say they're Christian. I mean, people should be able to see something. And we don't always have to be talking, do we? I mean, you have to talk sometimes, but not always. I mean, hallelujah. I mean, we, hallelujah. Sometimes we just be quiet. Y'all know what I'm talking about, don't you? Amen. Be quiet sometimes. I mean, when time to speak, God will give us what to say, won't he? If we wait on him, trust him, obey him. Isn't that right, Brother Michael? Hallelujah. God is so good to us. And I thank God for this church, for the pastor, and for you saints. I really love you. Amen. I love you all. I know you all love us, and we love you all. And let's continue in God's love. Amen. Bible says, continue in my love. Hallelujah. And as we come to the new year, my God, let's get in there and follow the Lord and get behind our pastor. Amen? Amen? And let's go on to higher heights and deeper depths in the Lord. May the Lord bless you. Can you put that last song that we had on? Yeah.